Welcome to Festival Pass. This is Ruth Barnes, and over there, that's Howard Monk. Hello,
hello,
Howard.
Hello.
Hello. What the hell are we doing here? Where's the other woman?
I'm the other woman.
You are always the other woman, Howard. The other woman's actually moved to Sunday evenings, which is very exciting. You can now listen to it at 9 o'clock on Sunday evenings here on Amazing Radio. And in its place, for the next 5 weeks, we are doing a very special show called Festival Pass. Yours truly and Howard. Howard, what are we doing here?
We are going to get under the skin of the festivals by attempting to interview the great and the good of the festival world and take them apart, dissect them one by one and find out how we can make festivals happen, how we can get on the bill at festivals and how important they are to the live music ecosystem.
Exactly. And we also have competitions galore, which is very exciting. So we're going to be speaking to the movers and shakers on the UK festival circuit, giving away tickets, of course, and also giving you and your band a chance to play at one. What more could you ask for? And we've only got Rob DeBank here on our launch show, which is very exciting, Howard.
It is indeed. He's one of the movers and shakers, of course, in the festival world with Bestival, Camp Bestival, all growing from the little seed that started, what, in the back room of a pub in
South
London?
No, don't speak to Rob yet. He's coming in the next loop. Go on, introduce the music, and then we'll say hi to Rob.
For the time being, then, what we'll do is we'll play two tracks from Bestival artists this year. Get your bearing, know your time. Don't you worry, weather's fine. All the world knows what I'm saying. All the world knows what I'm saying. The one was
Radio. We'll be right back.
Subtract and Sampha and Break Off, of course, an artist that you can hear at Bestival this year. And we started the show with Temples, who are also playing at Bestival. And Rob DeBanks in the studio. Hello, Rob.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Am I a mover or a shaker?
I don't know. Let's
see. I've seen you moving and shaking, I think. I can't do both
at the same time, Howard. It's impossible.
Were you one of those people that crashed onto the stage when Sheiks was playing at Glastonbury?
Yes, sadly. I thought everyone had forgotten about that.
I was watching it at home, like in the week or so after the event. I thought, there's a few people I recognise there. And I think, did you have some maracas in your hand?
I didn't, but I'd had a couple of pints of Mr. Evis's cider and got a bit overexcited. It was my birthday, and we decided to get on stage with Sheik, who obviously we know a little bit, and they got us on stage. We got through about 10 security guards, managed to sneak onto the stage, and then got pushed right behind Niall, and then got off the stage and realised it was on live on BBC TV, and it was like, no. And just, we were still a bit merry and getting all these tweets going, you wallies, you look like total fools dancing around you.
No regrets at all. No. And was that the moment that you then said to Niall, oi, do you fancy coming and playing Bestival?
He'd already done it a couple of times by then, but yeah, it was, it just sort of solidified my love for Niall, Sheik and all things.
Because they're playing a main slot this year, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did play second headline last year, right. So they've been gradually moving up the bill, which sounds insulting to a band of Sheik's sort of hugeness. But yeah, they're headlining the Sunday night. So yeah, I think it would be a good grand finale.
You've also got Foles, Beck, how awesome is that going to be? Beck is obviously returned with a fantastic album as well, which is very exciting. Disclosure, Major Lazer. We're going to be playing loads of these bands as well on the show today.
Cool.
Rob, the question we have for you is, did you ever dream that Bestival would become this award-winning key moment in the UK festival calendar?
No, that sounds very grandiose when you put it like that. No, not at all. I mean, it's... I think, people have probably read that it was just all a bit of an accident and we were just putting on parties, and then gradually that somehow turned into a 3-day festival in a field, which has turned into a 4-day festival and become, part of the calendar.
And that started in Battersea, or somewhere in South London?
Sort of. I started a little club called Sunday Best in the Tea Rooms Days Artiste on the Wandsworth Road, grotty, sort of rainy November evening, and two people and a dog turned up, and that was sort of the kernel that sort of got me excited about putting on parties, and that sort of turned into a festival. Yeah, Sunday Best turned into Bestival, and... Yeah, it was 15 years ago, so it was a long time ago.
And were you already doing radio at that stage?
No, it all sort of came about at different times. Radio started about 11 years ago, so that was just an accident as well, because I'd never had any desire to be on radio, and then Radio 1 gave us a ring and said, hey, you seem to know what you're talking about musically.
I get that all the time, but I just don't have that time to do.
We're going to hear from another couple of artists who are playing Bestival. Laura Mvula, of course, who's just a stunner. And we're going to follow that with London Grammar. And then we're going to carry on talking to Rob with his top tips for how to play festivals, basically. Here's Laura Mvula.
She walked towards you with her head down low. She wondered if there's a way out of the blue. Who's gonna take her home this time? She knew that this time wouldn't be the last time. For a savior, someone to save her from a dying self. Always taking 10 steps back and 1 step forward. She's tired, but she don't stop. She closed her eyes.
We play the very best in rock and metal from AmazingTunes.com and is aimed at anyone who's ever picked up an air guitar in their life
or got involved in a mosh pit.
We aim to excite every nerve ending of your body playing the very best at rock music from across the globe. Whether it's frantic, punk rock or dirty, brutal, scary death metal, you'll find it all on The Amazing Rock Show.
The Amazing Rock Show.
Join me, Aaron Phillips, every Saturday night from 8 p.m.
Amazing Radio. You heard it here first.
London Grammar with Hey Now. They're ready to play Best of All of 2014. I actually saw them play Best of All 2013, don't you know, in the replay tent.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I like it sort of when you sign those artists up that are just on the sort of cusp, and then they do one of the smaller tents and then they come back the next year. And I don't have a problem. Some festivals don't book bands year in, year out. I'm like, well, you know, whatever. If they're a good band, then get them back.
And especially if it's cooking, if it's really the story is building.
Yeah.
And the story is building for London Grammar at such an alarming rate.
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, yeah, it's those sort of records. That's what I love about the music scene at the moment, is that people like that, even Sam Smith, you know, you can tell Sam Smith maybe is going to appeal a bit more in a poppy sort of way, but you just couldn't say these guys are going to have number one records and be huge. And it's yeah, it's great that music like that is so big.
I'll tell you what I like about that, sorry Ruth,
go on Howard.
Is
take
it
away,
the fact that they deliver on the hype. When I watched London Grammar, I was a little bit like, okay then, so how good is this going to be? And it was awesome.
Were you being a cynical northerner?
A bit, yeah. Do you know what, there are plenty of southerners that are cynical though.
I know. You stood at the back with a grumpy face in it, in your Mac, and then by the end of it you were dancing on stage in a pair of Speedos.
Mac, in my Mac with my flat cap on and
yeah,
my
yeah.
Whip it by
whip
my
it,
side.
Yeah, drinking a pint of ale.
Anyone filming it was like, just don't get that guy in the flat cap. And just, no, we do not need that for London Grammar's fans. Not good.
Interesting point though there, because they're new bands. We spoke about Sam Smith and London Grammar, but they would have got onto the Best of All bill via an agent, because they've got teams around them quite soon in.
Well, that's our next question really, which is where do you come in with coming up? I mean, it's not you personally choosing every single band on Best of All now, I guess, because it's huge, but
yeah,
do you trust your ears?
Is
it?
Yeah.
Is it you? Are you literally
quite,
the buck stops
quite,
with Rob?
Quite selfish really on that. Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, there's literally a couple of stages where people either book it with me or on their own. But yeah, it's 25, 26 stages at Best of All, and I selfishly try and do it all myself.
That's a big old job. And are you, as Howard was saying, you know, is it down to bookers and agents and managers and people like that, or is there still room for bands who are knocking around on the internet who are just doing their thing? Is it a mix of it all?
Yeah, it's a mix of it all. And I think, yeah, for people listening that have got a band or they're a solo artist that, you know, they want to get on a festival, I think you know, get on social media, hassle the promoters in a sort of clever, a nice way without annoying them too much, and yeah, you do stand a chance. I definitely every year sign up DJs and live bands that have got in touch with me via Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Yeah, every day someone says, oh, can you listen to this, and you know, and I do pick things up from that. So it's not all, it doesn't have to come through an agent. I mean, yeah, obviously maybe the bigger festivals mostly run through an agent, but I know people like End of the Road, Green Man, whatever, they'll definitely probably actually try and avoid agents if at all possible, and get, not that I'm casting any aspersions on their business tactics.
But no, I
think that, you know, for all of us independent promoters, the DIY sort of aesthetic is still there. That's what I kind of mean. It's not trying to avoid working with agents. It's that we don't, we sort of want to discover stuff ourselves as well. We don't want everything sort of spoon-fed to us. So yeah, obviously, like you say, you know, Sam Smith's, London Grammars, even when they were right at the beginning of their careers, which wasn't that long ago, then people were looking after them, they had managers and agents. But equally, there are other people like that, you know that don't come through those routes, and even quite a long way into their sort of early careers could not have an agent or a manager. So it's horses for courses really. But yeah, if you're sort of listening, I think you know, do get in touch on the usual channels to any promoter, and
so
people will listen.
There's your tip right there, everyone. I do personally know one young band, friends from near where I live, that got contacted by you and like, oh my God, we've had an email and an invitation to play at festivals. And they,
which that must be quite awesome to know you have that mind-blowing power, Rob, to just be like, hello band, it's Rob DeBank here, come and play my festival. That's quite cool.
It's brilliant.
I'm just a humble man.
Oh, yes. Right, okay, we're going to carry on with some more bands that you can hear on the Best of All bill this year. Disclosure, of course, which will be Rockin' and Churches. And then we're going to tell you how you and your band can play a festival this year. How exciting. That's all coming up after this.
Something is boiling in me. Someone is toying. Don't move. but the taste of your poison, sweet, so sweet.
Call our love.
Churches and Lies on Amazing Radio. This is Festival Pass with Ruth Barnes and Howard Monk. The Other Woman has moved to Sunday evenings. This is a special series of shows focusing on festivals in all their brilliance as we kind of run up to the launch of the festival season. We've got Rob DeBank in the studio, who we're chatting to about Bestival and all things independent, really, and indie festivals. But also your chance to play at a festival. We are launching a competition where you and your band can play the How the Light Gets In Festival, which is at Hay on Wye on May the 23rd, we have a stage. The Fools have given us a stage, and we're going to be handing it over to three bands that we choose. Our esteemed panel of judges, made up of all our guests that we're having on these festival shows, including Rob and loads of other people who'll be choosing. So what you need to do is upload your track to AmazingTunes.com, to your profile, your track that's going to blow our minds and make us put you on this bill. Put your artist name, the title, and in brackets after the title, just put Festival Pass. That gets you into the competition. And of course, all the rules and competition, yada, 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 is at the website, amazingradio.com. Click on the competitions tab and you will see the Festival Pass competition. But get involved. This is your chance to play a festival and really just have some fun. And Howard and I will be there just like hanging about, being a bit useless, getting in the way.
The biggest prize there really is being introduced to the stage by the other woman, Ruth Barnes, I think.
Yeah, that's true, because I will be doing that. You're not getting on stage,
no,
Howard.
No.
Forget it.
No,
it's not happening.
Who would want that?
No, no one would. Rob DeBank is here, and Rob, we'd also like to talk to you about the Association of Independent Festivals, which you started up 5 years ago. I can't believe it was 5 years ago, because I actually did a phone interview with you at the time when I was working for the BBC, and I remember it felt like yesterday. But it's been 5 years, so...
You don't look a day older, Ruth.
Oh, thanks, Rob. It was a phone interview.
You look about 5 years older.
But tell us about that. I mean, you started that up for what reason? Let's start there.
I started the Association of Independent Festivals just as a kind of talking shop for independent festivals to kind of communicate to each other, talk about problems maybe they were having, share info. The actual thing that made me set up was we had some tent theft crime at Bestival about 5 years in, and you know, everyone gets that, you know, now and again, or every year, some people. And but it really shocked me, you know, just as, because I take everything so to heart at Bestival, you know, because it's our festival, we run it ourselves, there's no one to bail us out. And, you know, if someone gets robbed, it's like... Oh,
it's like a personal attack on you, really.
I took it quite sort of personally. So I thought, this is crazy that we can't sort of talk to other festival promoters who maybe, because, you know, it's obviously sort of gangs that are doing this, and how can we share this info? So that was the sort of little reason I set it up, and then it turned into just myriad problems and sort of great things about festivals that we all talk about each month. And there's now about 45 independent festivals, you know, a lot of the leading ones from the UK are part of it, and it's a really great talking shop.
I think it just highlights the fact that independent festivals need to support each other first and foremost, really, don't you? Or is it a really competitive world?
It's both. I mean, yeah, we're sort of competitive with each other, but not in the way that we're competitive with the big boys. And the big boys are putting the thumb screws on a bit, you know, in terms of exclusivities and just generally, you know, there's this sort of upper echelons of the big cheeses, and they're kind of got loads of money and they're just kind of doing it for the money. And then there's us lot who pretty much are doing it for the love. We're all sweating every year to make it happen. And so yeah, it's kind of a sort of invisible battle, and we don't want to fight. We know we just want to get on with our own things, but we just don't want these sort of exclusivities and stuff to sort of spoil our festivals. It's a shame when a small 2,000 capacity show in London can't book a certain act because a bigger festival has said no one else can book this act in the country. It's just a bit crazy.
The Association of Independent Festivals does have some results then, doesn't it, with sharing best practice and what have you?
With regard to
tent theft and what have you. Do you all kind of club in with ideas about how to curb that kind of thing, and maybe the ticketing, secondary ticketing, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. We've set up our own secondary ticketing, well, anti-secondary ticketing sort of a thing operation called the Ticket Trust with Sandbag, who are Radiohead's kind of merchandising arm, and that's going really well. So if one of our festivals sells out, then rather than us either the promoter selling tickets to Viagogo, who then or a secondary ticketing agency who then sell them on to punters at an inflated rate, we actually just put them on for face value on the Ticket Trust. And so it's, you know, it's just to sort of combat secondary ticketing just for our little market, but actually when I say our little market, it's actually, you know, the 40 festivals together are, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year going to festivals, and, you know, tens of millions of pounds. So it's yeah, we're actually quite a big kind of operation, but with a small sort of vibe.
Yeah, and you can tell. I mean, the experiences that everybody sort of creates are absolutely brilliant. So, you've got any advice for anybody who dreams of starting a festival? We're going to speak to the chap who started Barn on the Farm, and we've got there are a number of small little, you know. And I played the first End of the Road festival, and I've been to everyone since, so I've been aware of the growth of that festival. Where do you start? I mean, it looks pretty daunting.
Yeah, well, I mean, we launched ourselves into it pretty green, you know, around the gills, and we didn't really know what we were doing. It took us a good few years to really sort of find our feet. And obviously, 11 years ago, there weren't so many other people to talk to, so we were sort of a little bit in the dark. But I think, you know, it's the boring things. It's the sort of licensing, it's the financing that you need to get right. So, you know, is it actually legal to put this thing on? You know, have you got the farmer's permission, or have you got the landowner's permission? And then, you know, have you got the council's permission? Blah blah blah. You know, you need buy-in from the police. So that's your site. Once you've got your site, before that, you need to make sure you've got the money to pay for that. You need to know that, you know, the first 3 years you're probably going to run it at a loss or break even at best. And, you know, so that's the boring kind of start of it. And then that's even before you get into where you're going to get your stage from, who you're going to hire your sound system from, what bands are you going to book, why are you different to other people in the market, you know, what's the niche that you're creating? And I think that's a crucial thing on the artistic front is, you know, does the world need another Bestel or another Green Man or another End of the Road? Or are you going to put on the first kind of... I don't know, lesbian juggling festival, or, you know, it could be anything.
Funny you say that, actually. we're gonna move on now with one of the bands who one of my favourite bands at the moment, Caribou, who are going to be playing at Bestival.
Cool.
Let's hear from Caribou. We're going to hear Yeti. Then we will catch up with Rob Moore after this.
Yeah.
That was Yeti by Caribou on the bill at this year's festival. Rob, when you grow a festival, I've had this conversation with a number of people when they have got little events and they want to keep, retain that flavour and their identity without growing. And people, some people think that growing just absolutely means you're going to lose that. How do you manage to do that? I'm sure you didn't start with a 50,000 capacity festival, did you?
No. And it's, yeah, that was one of the biggest growing pains. You know, it was like we started at 4,000 and somehow we hit the right recipe and everyone started buying tickets for festival. And, you know, even now we're still selling out, but very quickly we became sort of flavour of the month as opposed to one of the bigger shows. So we expanded really quickly. So it was like from 4 to 10 to 15 to 20. Sort of every year it was kind of 50% more people were coming. And then we got to sort of 20 and we were like, oh, you know, we need to stop here. But we couldn't because of the debt. And so gradually we just sort of eased up until we got to 50,000. We went up to 55 at one point, but we've come back to 50,000. And, I know some people left us probably at 30,000 and thought that was probably their sort of optimum size. I think a lot of people now have got used to the 50,000. We've made a lot more space. And it is one of the biggest sort of problems is sort of how to tweak the space. And I mean, you know, obviously End of the Road have had a big success in terms of that as well. And other festivals, you can see them, Boomtown at the moment, you know, growing massively, you know, and it's really difficult to keep that core audience happy. But also, and it's not, I think probably people are listening going, oh yeah, well, you're just trying to make more money or whatever, but it's trying to make any money at all. And you know, you talk to Boomtown, talk to Secret Garden, talk to End of the Road, it is a big struggle to make an independent festival add up. You know, it costs millions to put on festival, and you know, our break even is really high, so it's all in the last few thousand tickets. So it's sort of, unless we started not booking people like Outkast, Elton John, Stevie Wonders, and I know some people would take that approach, you know, knock out some of the big headliners and bring everything back down, but we're sort of where we are. We're happy with 50,000, and I think people are sort of used to it now, but yeah, it's constant juggling, really.
Rob, have you ever had to bow to the man?
Bow to the man.
Have you ever had to make
to
a
Howard.
Compromise?
I mean, apart from when we said hello this morning.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever had to make a compromise that made you go, oh, ouch?
Not really. No, I mean, I book the occasional act that I wouldn't normally book. You know, Sophie Ellis-Bextor or Will Young sort of spring to mind. You know, just because I know that there's people that absolutely love them, and I don't really understand it that much, but people sort of love those sort of acts.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but
yes, no, that is exactly what I'm talking about.
That's my bowing to the man. Is that's the sort of limit of my bowing. I sort of, it's just a tiny nod of a bow.
Yeah.
By booking some acts that are maybe more poppy than I'm comfortable with. But maybe the older I'm getting, then the more I'm like, oh God, you know, don't be so up your own about it, because it's like, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with some pop music here and there. So, but yeah, no, I mean, we don't, because we're independently run. You know, we own it all ourselves, and that for better or for worse. And so we kind of do it how we want it.
I think that's bowing rather more respecting your audience and giving.
I was just going to say,
what they want. So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's,
exactly, I think so too. All right,
it's not exactly a sellout.
Believe it or not, we've actually come to the end of the show, which is just insane. It's been so lovely having you on the show, Rob. We're going to play one more track that you can hear it at Bestival, and then we are going to Howard and I will say goodbye and remind people about the competition. But tell us, okay, the obvious question, which you're going to go, I can't answer that, but who are you really looking forward to seeing at this year's Bestival?
I can't possibly answer that. I'm really looking forward to Outkast. Obviously that was quite a big coup for us, you know, getting them over in their reunion year. I'm looking forward to James Blake and his 1-800 Dinosaurs DJ guys on the port, which is like a huge ship built in the field. Caribou, who you've played, Busta Rhymes, Mr. Motivator.
No,
we haven't actually announced yet, but he's coming. There you go. That's exclusive for you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Rob DeBank, thank you very much. Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for coming on and debunking some festival myths with us here on Festival Pass. We're going to play Clean Bandit now, A&E. They're playing at Bestival, and then Howard and I will say goodbye and remind you about our competition. Don't go anywhere.
I I'm a sneak, I'm a tricky little freak. I'm a killer, you must see me as a sliver down the street. I make noise and I'm poised like a train. As your poise, I make heat. When I tweet, I am the real McCoy.
All the lies that you say to me, you better pray for me. You better kill me or pay for me.
You gotta get what you want, get what you want.
And all the things that I see you do, they make me pray for you. I better kiss you or kill you too.
You gotta get what you want, get what you want, get what you want. You gotta get what you want, get what you want, get what you want.
So many things that you said we do, if only that were true. It seems your great plan is falling through.
Bandit. This has been Festival Pass with Ruth Barnes and Howard Monk and our very special guest, Rob DeBank, who put down his diamond-encrusted headphones and left the studio. We are going to be back next week with Jane Bees from the Meltdown Festival in the hot seat, and we'll be speaking to Tom Baker as well from Field Day. And just a reminder about the competition, you can play a festival, which is very exciting, How the Light Gets In.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying goodbye to Rob at the door. I had his arm bent up his back and it forced him to give us a pair of tickets to Camp Bestival.
Yes!
And so what have you got to do? You've got to go to the website and click on competitions tab, and all the information is right there.
Amazingradio.com. The Other Woman is, of course, on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock after Frank.
And finishing off, what we have is Rudimental with Spoons featuring MNEK and Siron.
This is when I lose my balance. This is when I lose all control. This is when I find a chance.
can leave my challenge. A challenge I don't need no more. It's hard to fight a battle when I've been stretched out way too far, out of reach and balance. Now I regret it.
Radio.
Festival Pass.
The birds fly a lot better than we do. See how they wheel and bank and glide? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird.
Radio in London and Dublin.
On your mobile with the Amazing Radio app.
And around the world at AmazingRadio.com.
This is Amazing Radio.
Sitting on the front porch today with Bale and Leonard. There's no place better to go than Amazing Radio.
Howdy, welcome along to the front porch. It is Saturday night. It's Amazing Radio. I'm Balin Leonard, and we have 2 hours of country on the way just for you.